Where are we up to? Shinayach ke'edah horachelim. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep. She'olum in harachza, which came up from the washing. Shakula masimois, they're all perfect. Shakula eibayim, and they have no blemishes on them. Sorry. Anyway. Okay. So let's see. Kitzino Giborim Shabokhlum. Oh, we did this one. Okay, let's go. She Kifelech Rimon Rakoseich. You're like the slice of a rimon or pomegranate on your cheeks. Mibadet Samosich from under your kerchief. There's no Rashi on that one. Okay, we did that one. Okay, I guess it's just the expression of beauty you have. Shishim hema melochis. There are 60 queens. Ushmoinim pilakshim and 80 pilakshim. Alome same mispa and young maidens without any number. Is all that about Rashi. Shishim hema melochis. Avraham v'yotzei yerecha. This refers to Avraham Avinu and his descendants. B'nei Keturah, Sheshesrei, Yishmoel, Abonav, Shleishesrei, Yitzchuk, Bonav, Gimel, B'nei Yaakov, Shnei Mosor, B'nei Esav, Tezayin, B'divra, Hayomim, Harei Shishim. Yom Tamar, Tzei Mehem, Timna, She'isho. And if you ask Akasha, Timna should be taken out because she's a woman. Avraham, Min HaMinyan. So then you count Avraham, Min HaMinyan. So there's 60. Shishim, Hemim, Malachas. 60 queens. Ushmoinim Pilakshim. Shmoinim Pilakshim. Noyach Ubonav Ad Avraham. Kol Toidus Yetzi Hateva Shmoinim Timsoi. The direct Toidus of Yetzi Hateva are 80. Ukshayim Shaham Malachas Shayim Neshay HaMelech Yeseris Bidul Ala Pilakshim. And just like the queens.
Noyach Ubonav was only 80.
Not what? Yeah, I mean, I guess the first generation. Called Yotze Hateva, called Toldos Yotze Hateva. In other words, those that were born directly from the Yotze Hateva. If not, we're also from the Yotze Hateva. Right. So I guess it means only those. I'm not going to make a cheshbon now, but only I don't know who they are. But those who were born from the Yotze Hateva, he says, they were born about Avraham. They called Toldos Yotze Hateva. Shmeinim Timtzei. You'll find from their generation, the descendants of those will be 80. Or maybe, oh no, maybe wait. No, because Yotze Hateva is only 8 people. It's not, you can't say that there was another 20, and he means the first 60. That's what it must be. Ukshem Shamaloch Shem Shayamela. Just as the queens, which are the wives of the kings, are more in their greatness than the Pilakshim. Kachoy Avron Yotze Arech Hashuvim Gedolim Yisrael Bechashivus Al Hakoyl. Therefore, so was Avraham Avinu and his descendants, Chashuvim, Gedolim, Yisrael, Chashivos. They were greater and superior in Chashivos on everyone else. Kashatira, as you will see. Hogar bas Malochim Hoysa, Timna bas Shiltoinim Hoysa. Hogar bas Malochim, Timna was the daughter of Shiltoinim rulers, the Nasis Pilegish Laisom. She became a Pilegish Laisom. Elena Kashover, what?
What's the right? What was that, Ryan?
I guess she was really a Bas Malochim, but she came to, she became a Pilegish Esav. In other words, I guess a Bas Malochim becomes a Pilegish Esav. So I guess that, what does that mean?
He's explaining why Avram is...
Avram is more choshev, even though Esav was talking not so choshev, but still he's from Avram Avinu. That's more choshev than the goyim. Okay, Timna Bashir Tonimos and Aspergish Lays, but Omer El Emek Hashove, and it says they go to Emek Hashove, Hushvu Kulam Be'etz Achaz and Lichwes Avrom Aleim. All those Melochim, they came to Emek Hashove, they all agreed and they were Mamlich Avrom Avinu on them. So you see the Chshivas of Avrom Avinu, Baloma saying Mispor, the Mishpoches Harbeg Nechlaku Ko'ele. All of these were divided up into many families. So what in the world is this all about? What in the world is this all about? What in the world is this all about? Hashem says to Kifelech HaMakoseh, this is Hashem talking. So Hashem looks at Klal Yisrael and says, kashatira hogar besmo ushmein pilakshim ukshem shamloch ze shem melach yosef gedula ushmein pilakshim avrom yosef rei khashum gedolim yosef al khashum gedolim gedolim ve yserim khashivus al hakol kashatira
maybe it ties in with the next pasuk.
Achasi anosi, mikulam achasi ha'avchish, mikulam achasi ha'nevcheres li le'yonot ha'mo'o, shisemimo lev im ben zugo. Achasi na'imo, lichnei sisio, harbi machlokes bevoti mersh mikulam libn lov'o. Okay, I guess this is just more of the love of Klal Yisrael. But let's think, so Mestama, in other words, the pshat is like this, that Klal Yisrael has to realize Hashem expresses something else. He says, listen, you know, there's more of them than you. There's more of them than you. I guess that's an expression. In other words, there's more of them than you, and that makes it, you know, that makes them, in my eyes, more choshev. That you might think that they're more choshev eyes, there's bigger numbers. No, says it's not true. Says even though there's more of them than you, you are more. Yiseris bigdula. Just kishem sham aloches shem the shei hamelech yiseris bigdula bilakshim. So kach avrom avinu yiseris choshev.
Isn't he separating from the next pasuk? He says achas hiyu nosa. Mekulam achas hiyu nevers liliyono tama shi tmimo levim ben zu.
That's both about the descendants of Avram Avinu.
Mekulam achas hiyu nevers.
Mekulam avo mekulam. That means the bnei Avram Avinu. Umekulam achas hiyu nevers liliyono tama. Shehit tmimo lev im ben zu.
Then that's separate Avram.
Avram and his descendants. His descendants to a certain degree.
Oh, meaning Lefi the Peshat that Timnah is included in the 60 and you're not including Avram. There's a way to read it that Avram is included in the 60.
Yeah.
And if you're going to say Avram's including the 60, Achas Yonasi.
Or even if he's not including the number, he's even more. He's the progenitor of the 60. He's the king of the 60s. King of the 60s.
Right.
That was Elvis, no? The king of the 60s. Anyway, he's the king of the 60s. Okay, the kids like this. So, but what's the pshat? So I guess the pshat is like this. Two things. Number one, Klal Yisrael, the world is populated. In other words, there's a certain feeling that, no, it has to stop this way. A glorious culture. To be a pilegish, look at that. To be a pilegish is also a choshev, you know. Be a pilegish to a melech, that's a choshev status. But, so, and there's so many more of them. So, and they're all created by Tzelem Elikim. So Klal Yisrael may feel that the love is somewhat dissipated. You know, you have everybody, you love everybody, you this and that. So maybe not. Maybe it's not that special. But she says, no, there's more of them than you, and they're take choshu. You know, they're very choshu people, everything else. But the Yotzei HaTeva, I save them to populate the world with them. And they're part of this Leshevis Yitzorah, they're part of the Tachlis of creation, the Yitzir Kapam Shalak Kodesh Boruch Hu, the Yitzel Melekim, the Klal Yisrael. It's a different thing. That's the comparison. What's he comparing? What do we have? This is trash, and this is... this is Choshev. You're more Choshev. That's what it says. You're 60, you're 80, they're 60. I mean, you're... No, you're 60 and they're 80, but you're 60, even though you're smaller in numbers, is worth more. Ukshem sham alochis, because you're compared, ishishim hema melochis. You
don't want to read it with the next pasuk?
No, yeah, but that's the idea. I mean,
achasi onosi is not going on the 60, it's just going
on. Umikulam achasi and if there's no. Achas means the Klal Yisrael. That 60 is like on 60. One. Of course it is. Mikulam.
60 includes Yishmol, includes Esau, includes kids, includes.
So how do you read that? It has nothing to do with this. All of them, let's see, he has a footnote here. All the nations mentioned in the previous verse. Shkoyach. Kulam. Ah, okay, very good. You're right. So that's the pshat. Yeah. The first, this pasuk says, okay, you're wrong for comparing the two. This pasuk says you're 60 and they're 80. You're 60 is more choshev to me. The zera Avram Avinu is not shaykh, right? That's the tops for me. You're like melochos and they're like pilagshim. There's even more. Achas hi yoinosi samosi. Achas hi limbori lo iladeto. Now there's one. From that, that's the Klal Yisrael. They're in a stereo, they're more unique. All the descendants of Avraham Avinu compared to the rest of the world are like Melochis compared to Pilakshim. But Avraham Avinu, what is that? The Umma, the Klal Yisrael, Umikulam, Achasi, and Nefheresi, Leyoino, Samo, Sheitmimu, Slave, in Benzur. There's one nation that those people that are Tmimus, the more Tmimus slave, people accepted the Torah. Was a Tmimus slave. A boy who wants to be a guy can also be Bitmimus slave. But that's what Tmimus slave is. That's what it's all about. Tmimus slave. That's what it was. So in other words, this is a progression. You guys are, in numbers you're not so choshev. The goyim are more choshev. But you're still more choshev. Avraham Avinu's descendants are more to me than Noach's descendants. But besides all that, there's another level. That is that I chose one nation that's Bitmimus Halev. That's the Klal Yisrael. I think that's. Huh? That's what it seems to be. All right.